Good evening. Let me begin by telling you how deeply honored I am to be delivering the valedictorian speech for the class of 2360. 4 years ago, when I was accepted to the University of Arcavilia, I was thrilled simply to be given the privilege of attending this university. I couldn't believe I was the one chosen from among many thousands of people. I would be one of the few people on the earth given the opportunity to learn about and ultimately help preserve the world's history. I'm sure each and every one of you felt the same way. Now, to be chosen for class valedictorian on top of this is truly beyond belief for me. Thank you very much. As we end the year 2360, we all have a very bright future ahead of us. No matter what path we choose, we will always be the chosen ones. We must never forget the honor we've all been given. We are the custodians of the world's history. Each of us has majored in a different aspect of world history and must strive to maintain this history for future generations. When I say future generations, I'm not just referring to future generations of students at the University of Arcavilia. My greatest wish is that, someday, the history of the world will be available to everyone. But only if we can also maintain the world peace we've enjoyed for over 233 years. Peace and freedom. Both have been achieved, but never at the same time. My field of study, 20th century Western society, enjoyed more freedom than any other time in the history of the world. Yet, we all know that peace eluded them. Millions upon millions of people in the 20th century died in battle, their lives cut unnecessarily short. People in many parts of the world starved to death by the millions. Today, we have the world peace they dreamed about in the 20th century, but without worldwide freedom. As we settle down to our lives in the only democratic country in the world, we must always remember those outside of Arcavilia. We have freedom. They do not. I will make it my life's work to help those lobbying the military government to extend freedom outside of Arcavilia. I hope many of you will join me in this quest. I ask you, what good is preserving history for the privileged few? Would you not want your life's work to be enjoyed by billions instead of merely millions? If you were still living in the military-controlled world, unable to speak your mind, would you not want those who can speak to speak for you? I'll step down from my soapbox now and leave you with some more traditional valedictorian sentiments. It would be criminal of me to give a speech without thanking the people who made success possible for all of us. We all owe a tremendous gratitude to our parents, without whom we literally would not be here. Please join me in a round of applause for our parents. Mom and Dad, you are truly the world to me. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. My wish is that both of you could stay here with me in Arcavilia. I'm going to miss you both more than you will ever know. I also want to thank all of my professors. I think everyone will agree that the professors here at the University of Arcavilia are truly top rate. There are really too many fantastic educators in this institution to mention them all. Please forgive me if I mention one of my personal favorites. And understand that any other student giving this speech might have a different one. I just happen to be the one that gets to mention mine. Professor Rollins, you have truly been an inspiration to me. Your passion for 20th century music came through loud and clear to me from the moment I first heard you speak. I very much admire your love of nature and your respect for the environment. I will never forget you taking us all camping and bringing along guitarists to play 20th century classic songs around the campfire. Music and nature will forever be a part of who I am. I would like to finish off this evening with a quote from one of the great environmental crusaders of the 20th century. If the people will lead, the leaders will follow. David Suzuki. Whatever you do, I wish you well. Thank you.